From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, read by Sandy Puspaandini. First, the headlines. President lifts cooking oil export ban. Minister in Indonesia optimistic of entering COVID dynamic pace. Now, the news in details. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo in a press conference on Thursday announced that he will officially lift the ban on cooking oil export, which will be effective on Monday, May 23rd. The president first suspended export of the commodity and its raw materials on April 28 this year following a meeting on the fulfillment of people's needs, especially domestic demands for cooking oil. However, exports have been permitted again as it is believed that the national cooking oil supply has grown since the temporary export ban was set in motion. Another reason the export ban was lifted is that the palm oil industry employs 17 million people and that the ban had also affected them. Next, we have Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, said that Indonesia is optimistic about entering the COVID-19 endemic pace. The minister said in Jakarta on Thursday that in the past 3 weeks, the number of COVID-19 cases in the country has declined overall, despite an increase being recorded in several cities such as Jakarta. The initial step in the transition to the endemic pace has been the lifting of the mask mandate in open space that are not crowded with people. However, people are still being urged to wear masks during indoor activities and while using public transportation. This year's state budget deficit is expected to narrow to 4.5% of the gross domestic product, or lower than the target of 4.85% of the GDP, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said. Minister Sri Mulyani said during a working meeting with the Budget Committee of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Thursday, the deficit reductions will come from 2022 state revenue outlook, which is expected to be about 420 trillion rupiahs higher than the target. The last national news comes from the Oceanography Research Center of the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, which is developing a partial coastal ecosystem monitoring tool that will be easy to use even by the general public. Head of the research center, Udi Eko Hernawan, said at a virtual press conference on Thursday, the research center is also preparing a national major design on coastal ecosystem monitoring to provide scientific support for devising policies on sustainable coastal ecosystem and small island management. The Now we move to the international news. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly approved nearly $40 billion U.S. dollar in new aid for Ukraine on Thursday, May 19th, sending the bill to the White House for President Joe Biden to sign into law as Washington raced to keep military assistance flowing nearly 3 months after Russia invasion. The Senate vote 86-11 in favor of the emergency package of military, economic, and humanitarian assistance, by far the largest U.S. aid package for Ukraine to date. All 11 no votes were from Republicans. Next, we have President Joe Biden leaves on Thursday, on May 19, for South Korea and Japan to cement U.S. leadership in Asia at a time when the White House attentions has been pulled back to Russia and Europe and amid fears of North Korean nuclear tests overshadowing the trip. The visits are being touted as proof that the United States is building on recent moves to cement years-long pivot to Asia, where rising Chinese commercial and military powers in undercutting decades for U.S. dominance. The last news comes from the Russian ruble strengthened again past 63 against the U.S. dollar on Thursday. Supported by capital control and ahead of tax payments, which usually require converting extra foreign currency into rubles to meet local obligations. Quote from Xinhua, the ruble has become a currency with best performance of the year despite the full-scale economic crisis. Next, we present you commentary entitled What Are the Implications of Joining Finland and Sweden to NATO? Well, listeners, the program commentary ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today's commentary is entitled, What are the implications of joining Finland and Sweden to NATO? Finland and Sweden officially signed up to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, alliance on Wednesday, May the 18th. This can happen for a variety of reasons, but seems to have been triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February the 24th. The two countries previously had a military non-aligned policy. During the Cold War era, Sweden and Finland both took a neutral position by not joining the NATO or the Warsaw Pact. Sweden and Finland's goal to join NATO, as stated by Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson, is to obtain security guarantees. Will by joining NATO the two countries become more secure as desired? There are those who do not believe that by joining NATO, Finland and Sweden will be safer. Jen Olsberg, director of the Transnational Foundation for Peace and Future Research, is one that isn't convinced. He said being a member of NATO would not make Sweden and Finland any safer. It will only make the two countries go to war against others and have to be willing to become U.S. military bases. According to Olsberg, Finland and Sweden have failed to analyze the long-term consequences. Jan Ober's opinion is in line with the statement of Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia, Sergei Ryabkov, on Monday. He warned that Russia would not stand by and watch Finland and Sweden join NATO. The steps of the two countries, he said, jeopardize and not increase their security. In contrast to comments from his subordinates, Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a meeting with leaders of the Defense Alliance member countries of the Collective Security Treaty in Moscow on Monday, said that the joining of Finland and Sweden to NATO did not pose any threat to Russia. Putin said the two are not countries that have a dispute with the Kremlin. Nevertheless, he ensured that Russia would not remain silent if NATO intended to move more troops to Finland and Sweden. Putin's comment implied a potential increase in tension if NATO moved more troops to Finland and Sweden after the two countries joined. Perhaps because of seeing the potential of increasing tension, Indonesia, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Teuku Faisasya, as quoted from CNBC Indonesia Thursday, hopes that there will be a process of easing tension. According to Teuku Faisasya, the desire of a country to join a defense pact or increase alliance member should not increase tensions in the region. Well, that was commentary today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I start today in history with May the 20th, 1949, the Indonesia's National Awakening Day commemorated for the first time. Every May the 20th, Indonesia commemorates National Awakening Day. The termination of this date is based on the founding of the Budi Utomo Organization. President Sukarno designated May the 20th as National Awakening Day in 1949. The president considered the establishment of the Budi Utomo Organization as the beginning of the rise of the Indonesian nation against the invaders. Although this organization was initially regional in nature, in 1930 it accepted members from all over Indonesia. At the beginning of its existence, the organization initiated by Wahidin Sudiro Husodo was only engaged in the social and cultural fields and later engaged in the political field. The theme for the commemoration of the National Awakening Day this year, 2022, is Let's Rise Together. Turning to May the 20th, 2002, East Timor officially becomes independent and the state of Timor-Leste. East Timor officially became independent as the state of Timor-Leste on May the 20th, 2002, following a referendum held on August the 30th, 1999. The referendum resulted in 78.5% of voters choosing to secede from Indonesia. Previously, from July 17, 1976 to October 19, 1999, East Timor was a province in Indonesia. East Timor is integrated into the territory of the Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia after being colonized for 450 years by Portugal. Its territory includes the territory of the former Portuguese colony on the island of Timor, which was annexed by the Indonesian military in an operation known as Operasi Seroja. I'll end today in history with May the 20, 2008. Ali Sadikin passed away. Ali Sadikin was the Lieutenant General of the Naval Command Corps, who was appointed by President Sukarno as Governor of Jakarta in 1966. During the 11 years under his leadership, Jakarta underwent many changes. During his time, Ali Sadikin initiated the establishment of, among others, Taman Ismail Marzuki, Ragunan Zoo, and Taman Impian Jaya Ancol. After becoming Governor of Jakarta in 1977, Ali Sadikin remained active in contributing his thoughts to the development of the city of Jakarta and the state of Indonesia. Ali Sadikin died on May 20, 2022 in Singapore. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai hou zhou yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Beneath the clouds, and I'm far away from home. Seems like me without you is all darkness but alone. I'm lost underneath the skies of loneliness in disguise. If only you would come and stay, I'll let you show the way. Yeah, ooh, ooh. Make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Messed up, confused, these feelings whirling through. All I need is an antidote. The baby, you only know you make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Sometimes you make me think of all the things that I've been through, and now I know when I'm mad at you that you would be the one who set me free. You make it all right, oh, when you're here by my side, oh, and now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, into a blue sky, oh, and now I realize your love is like a rainbow. All the things that I've been through, and now I know that you left me, that you will be the one who set me free.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你。你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Lake Ronggo Jalu. Talking about tourism, Purbalingga, East Java has a famous tourism attraction, namely Mount Bromo. Besides Mount Bromo, the city also has a variety of other interesting tourism objects such as Lake Ronggo Jalu. Located in Tegal Siwalan Village, Probolinggo Regency, East Java, Lake Ronggo Jalu, Probolinggo is a lake tour that has a very beautiful natural panorama. apart from being a tourism spot, this lake is also used as a source of clean water that is used to meet the daily needs of the local residents and industries. The water capacity in this lake reaches 3,000 liters per day. The water comes from pure springs from nature. To reach Ronggojalu, you can go there from Probolinggo Square with a distance of about 15 kilometers, or it takes 30 minutes by car. To enter this tourism attraction, you have to buy an entrance ticket, 5,000 rupiah per person and 3,000 for vehicle parking. The water in Lake Ronggojalu is quite clear. Therefore, you can even see directly the bottom of the lake, which is rocky and filled with green plants. If you like swimming, the lake management allows visitors to dive to the bottom. Besides swimming, you can also play in the water on the shores of Lake Ronggojalu. Here, apart from swimming and playing in the water, you can take as many photos as possible at instagenic spots like a bridge. The tourism destination also has various rides and adequate facilities. One of the most favorite rides at Lake Ronggojalu is a children's swimming pool equipped with a floating belt, woven area to sit and relax, and food courts selling Probolinggo typical snacks. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Miscellany for today highlights Indonesian professor in Malaysia invited to join Nobel Laureates Forum. Listeners, Indonesian reputable scientist in Malaysia, Professor Irwandi Jaswir, was officially invited as a participant of the most prestigious meeting, HEGRA Conference of Nobel Laureates and Friends 2022, to be held in June, HEGRA, Saudi Arabia. The conference was limited to 100 people, or for the laureates of various international awards, such as Nobel Prize, King Faisal International Prize laureates, and many other awards. Irwandi Kuno is a professor at the International Islamic University Malaysia, was invited as the first scientist to get the King Faisal International Prize for service to Islam category. Irwandi was awarded in 2018. Irwandi Jaswir was known as the pioneer in the development of the halal science research, a new branch of science that considers halal and haram aspects from scientific perspective. Irwandi is an expert on food biotechnology who dedicated almost a quarter of a century to explore chemical and biochemical aspects of halal components, to develop non-halal material detection methods, and to develop various halal standards in various industries. Irwandi is one of Indonesian scientists to receive many international awards. Besides the King Faisal International Prize, Habibie Award, and Indonesian Institutes of Science LIPI Awards, Irwandi also received the Asia Pacific Young Scientist Awards by Scopus, Halal Innovation Awards, and many gold medals in innovation events in Germany, UK, and Taiwan. In total, there are more than 50 international awards that Irwandi received. The owner of 8 international patents had also made around 200 scientific publications in prestigious international journals, 40 books and book chapters, as well as being invited as a speaker in almost 300 international conferences. That's Miscellany.
Cook. menyiksa batinku.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Java entitled Layang Kangen. Layang Kangen means letter of longing. This song tells the longing of a couple who are far apart and can only communicate through letters. This song was composed by Didi Kempot and first released in 2012. While the video clip was just released in 2018. Here is Didi Kempot with the original song from Central Java entitled Layang Kangen.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dan gembira di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia lincah gayanya dan masa kini ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya.
Bila suasana di hatimu membuat resah tak menentu, katakanlah oh kasih, bukalah hatimu, janganlah kau ragu.
Mendekatlah padaku, letakkan tanganmu di dada. Rasakanlah oh kasih, getaran cinta yang ada di hatiku.
Semua itu karena dirimu, semua untukmu, tulusnya cinta yang ada di hatiku. Selama ini hanyalah untukmu.
Sungguh aku sayang kamu.
dekatlah padaku.
Letakkan tanganmu di dadaku.
Rasakanlah oh kasih, getaran cinta yang ada di hatiku.
Semua itu karena dirimu, semua untukmu. Tulusnya cinta yang ada di hatiku selama ini hanyalah untukmu.
Love.
kembali. Perjalanan jauh yang telah ku tempuh tak mengurangi rasa rindu ini. Aku ingin lekas segera memelukmu cinta. Dua samudra yang ku arungi takkan menghalangi niatku untuk pulang. Aku ingin lekas segera.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.